Today, President Bush nominated Jim Nicholson, a former chairman of the Republican National Committee, to be Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He would succeed Anthony Principi, whose resignation was the ninth from the president's 15-member cabinet. This is apparently the last change for now, and it leaves Mr. Bush tied with Richard Nixon for the most cabinet changes in recent history. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Principi's resignation was delivered to the president some 3 weeks ago, but announced only last night. The president introduced the 66-year-old Nicholson during a brief ceremony in the Roosevelt Room of the White House.
Jim Nicholson is a patriot, a man of deep conviction, who has answered his country's call many times.
Nicholson is himself a veteran, graduating from West Point and serving as an Army Ranger in Vietnam, where he earned a Bronze Star. He's best known as the combative head of the RNC during the impeachment of President Bill Clinton. Most recently, Nicholson has served as the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican. Today, as he stood beside the president, he recalled his hardscrabble upbringing in the Midwest.
At times like this, one tends to ponder their past. And when I think of growing up dirt poor in a tenant house without plumbing and sometimes without food, I marvel at America. A boy from Struble, Iowa, may serve in the president's cabinet.
If confirmed by the Senate, Nicholson will take over a department of some 230,000 employees, administering health care and other benefits to some 25 million veterans. The president praised the work of outgoing Secretary Principi, calling him a fine member of the cabinet.
Secretary Principi is a man who insists on results, and he has gotten results. Thanks to his leadership, veterans and their families have seen many improvements in VA services. They're receiving better care, and their claims are processed more quickly.
Principi did not give a reason for leaving the administration. His departure is apparently the last for now. The White House says four more cabinet secretaries will stay on for the second term. Norman Mineta, the cabinet's only Democrat, will remain transportation secretary. Alfonso Jackson stays at Housing and Urban Development. Gail Norton remains Interior Secretary, and Elaine Chao, Secretary of Labor. Previously, the administration announced that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld would be staying on. And yesterday, the White House announced Treasury Secretary John Snow would also remain, ending weeks of speculation fueled by news accounts that the White House was looking for a replacement. Today, there were reports the administration couldn't find one. White House spokesman Scott McClellan chided reporters that their speculation was, as he put it, flat out wrong. There are two cabinet posts remaining to be filled, Health and Human Services and Energy. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The White House.